Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
Now, every Wednesday on our program, our weekly listener question. And tonight, Kagiso in Douglasdale writes, "Dear Jeremy, I was recently scammed of 33,000 Rand by people claiming to be calling from my bank's fraud division." Well, first of all, Kagiso, we're sorry to hear that. He goes on to write, "I've reported this to the bank and police, and the bank is investigating. And they say feedback could take as long as 9 weeks. Here's the question." Kagiso writes, "I would like to know what resource do I have or recourse do I have in getting my money back? Secondly, how do these criminals and scammers get our information? They even recited my bank details to me." He concludes by saying, "How best can banks help protect our details?" Well, Kagiso contacted us on business at hot1027.co.za. Thank you very much indeed. And joining me now is Siyabonga Ledwaba, who's senior adjudicator at the National Financial Ombuds Scheme South Africa. Siyabonga, good evening to you. So before we deal with recourse, what are the most common tactics that fraudsters are using to impersonate legitimate bank representatives? I've heard of this happening before.
Yes, so we do receive such complaints at our office where the fraudsters would impersonate bank personnel. Sometimes what they'll do is they'll send phishing links in order for the customers to click on those links and insert their details. But primarily, those are the two main issues that we often see at our office when it comes to such a fraud.
And are you sensing an increase in this type of activity? Is it becoming more common?
It is becoming more common, this type of fraud. However, as fraudsters, they are always looking for new ways in order to try and scam people out of their money.
So I guess the question is, how do criminals gain access to that sensitive information that Kagiso has, such as bank details and even his contact number?
So there's this thing called social engineering. What they do is they go on a social media and they obtain a lot of information about us. In the most cases that we have seen at our office, these fraudsters would not necessarily have your internal banking information. What they would have is where you bank at. They would also know which debit orders you have, which is information that is available in a number of sources. So they are not going to call you and specifically tell you about your balances or anything of that sort. So they just give you a general information like your ID number, your full names, which they would have obtained elsewhere. So this, in a way, makes you feel comfortable and you believe that you are speaking to somebody from the bank.
So the question then is, what should a person do to verify the call or the communication to see that it originates genuinely from their bank?
So one thing people need to understand is when your bank calls you, they are not going to give you any inner details about your account or anything of that sort. They will send you an SMS, which you can easily verify. And secondly, it's their fraud numbers. There is nothing that is stopping you when you are receiving such a call and you are suspicious about it to then Google and check the numbers, your fraud numbers, or to tell that person that you will call them back. You just want to find out if indeed it is your bank that is calling. In most cases, the fraudster will persuade you not to drop the call in order for you to continue speaking to them. And this is one thing that we always spread out there, that the bank is not going to force you to be on the phone with them. All you have to do is drop the call, go on your phone, search for your bank's numbers, and call them and ask them if indeed they are calling you. And if they are calling you, they will confirm that, yes, we are the ones who are on the phone with you.
Now, Kagiso lost 33,000 Rand, which is a lot of money. He's told that his bank's investigation could take up to 9 weeks. I want to know if that is standard, and that does seem to me to be a long time.
So that's not necessarily they will take that full 9 weeks. It could be a week or two. What they need to ensure is to see if there were no breaches or internal breaches that occurred. And they also need to trace the money to see where it went, if they are able to recover it. They often ask for the 9 weeks so that they are able to finalize their investigations.
Given that there is a fair amount of money involved here, just to reiterate, 33,000 rand, but Siyabonga Kagiso did hand over the information. At this point, does he have any recourse available to either expedite recovery or to at least get some of it back?
Look, as soon as he has reported the matter, then the bank will take over and then they will do their investigation. If they recover the funds, they will recover the funds and return to them. I am a bit hesitant in giving out more information because each bank has its own internal processes. And as we have seen, in as much as we are speaking and educating our consumers, fraudsters are also listening as well, just to try and see how best they can outmaneuver the system. So I would suggest that he waits for the investigation to be completed. If he's not satisfied with whatever outcome that the bank has given to him, he's more than welcome to contact our office.
So let's talk a little bit about the Ombud then. Is there specific support that your office provides to someone like a Kagiso? And at what point then do they involve your office in their difficulty?
So if someone like Kagiso receives his report from his bank, let's say they are declining his claim, he can contact our office. We do have a banking division that deals with all banking-related disputes. It's the attorneys there. They will then do the investigations. And if they find maladministration, then by all means, Kagiso will then be refunded what is due to him.
So generally, when you get involved, are you fairly successful in getting a good outcome here?
We do get cases where we find maladministration on the part of the banks, and then we make the appropriate remedy. However, if there is no maladministration on the part of the bank, it becomes very difficult then for them to give you any funds because there was no fault on their part. However, it's not only about giving out your details. There's also other aspects that we look at, which then we can decide if the bank could have recovered any of the funds. And then we proceed with making our recommendations.
All right, Kagiso, I hope in one way or another we've cleared things up for you. Again, we really are sorry. 33,000 Rand, particularly as we approach Christmas, is a lot of money to lose. But that's the protocol as far as the National Financial Ombud Scheme is concerned. My thanks to Siyabonga Ledwaba, Senior Adjudicator. And if you have a financial or a business query that you'd like us to answer, we do this every Wednesday. Simply drop me an email at business@hot1027.co.za.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.